On the next Transformed, Gina explains how spiritual conversations over breakfast lead her to find the bread of life and living water. And a renewed relationship with God brings blessings into Ray's life, including a wife who waited just for him. That's on the next Transformed. Welcome to Transformed, a program where we share testimonies of God's amazing love and transforming power. It doesn't matter what traditional foods you choose to eat, breakfast is a favorite meal for many. In today's program, you meet Gina and hear how an invitation to a Sabbath breakfast changed her life. Ray Thompson had a similar encounter. A friend's invitation to church was the start of a new journey for Ray. Here's his story in his own words.
That was my last tour of my Navy career. I'd done 24 years in the Navy. I was 22 at this point. And I was actually dating someone at the time. And she had went to Japan. And she said, "Hey, Ray, look, why don't you come to Japan?" I said, "Okay, Japan sounds great." And so I ended up in Japan for my last 2 years in the Navy. And then while I was there, I just retired in Japan. That relationship didn't work out. And then I met another lady, and I ended up deciding to stay in Japan.
So you're there in Japan. At this point, did you have much Christian background?
I was raised Baptist. And so I think... I kind of knew, Christianity as being raised by a Baptist. I went to a Baptist church. My mom is an ordained minister. She's now Methodist. So, yeah, I had a pretty decent working knowledge, if you will, of Christianity.
Mm. So when this, you had a Navy colleague, when she invited you to come with her to an Adventist church there in Japan, your first reaction was negative, right?
She invited me to, I think it was like Friendship Day.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I said no. I mean, why would I want to give up my Saturday? There's no way. So yeah, initially when she asked me, I said no.
But she was persistent. She kept asking you until finally you... conceded, I guess, and went with her?
Yes, I did. Yeah. So I didn't have a good reason to say no. I was over at my friend's house again. We were avid bike riders. And so he's an avid bike rider. I was just starting out. And so I happened to be over at the house again, and the same lady was there, bless her heart. And so she was like, "Hey, Ray, what are you doing? Are you busy tomorrow?" I said, "No, I'm not busy tomorrow." She says, "Look, why don't you come to church with me?" I said, "Okay, but you'll have to pick me up." And it was almost like an out, right? I didn't really want to go because I know she couldn't pick me up, right? No. She said, "No problem." So she picked me up and she took me to church.
And something happened there. You, I guess, felt some connection because you started studying the Bible and you were actually preparing for baptism. Spiritually, you were growing. And then you noticed someone that you hadn't noticed before there at church.
That's right. That's right. So I get to the Friendship Day, and it's like, so my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving because I just like the food, the family. And, I walk in there and there's these three black ladies on stage just singing from their heart and their soul. And I just broke down in tears. It was something happened to me. I was completely disheveled, waterworks everywhere.
Mm.
So at that time, I said, "Man, this has got to be it. Something's going on." So as you mentioned, I decided to figure out what this was. I continued going to the church. Of course, there was a lot of bumps and bruises along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, maybe two, 3 months, I was studying with the pastor, 2-3 months later, I happened to notice this young lady who was sitting on the other side of the aisle. And, you know, we're creatures of habit. We go to church. We like our seat. We like our spot. Hey, that's my spot. You know, so I identified my territory. I asked her, I said, you know, I haven't seen you. You know, is this your first time here? And she said, you know, I've been going here for 8 years. Mm. And it was the first time I had noticed her. I was still learning the faith. I had even, when Miyuki and I went on the date and I asked her, hey, is it important for you to marry a Christian man or to marry a Seventh-day Adventist? And she said, Seventh-day Adventist. And so I said, well, let me figure this out. Let me see if this is true. And so as I was going and studying and studying and studying, I learned about, you know, the Sabbath, as an example. I learned about the state of the dead. I learned about all of these in I'm the type of guy that, you know, show me. I wasn't born in Oklahoma. I was born in Pennsylvania. But, you know, can I see it in the Bible? Mm. Can I read it? Can I understand it? And point by point, any objections that I had or any preconceived ideas from you know, learned stuff from when I was going to a Baptist church to family to this world and how it portrays God's truth. I found it, everything was, the majority of it was not so. And everything that I saw in the Bible was exactly what the Seventh-day Adventist Church was preaching. Well, I'm not preaching, but, you know, was teaching. And so I was like, wow, okay. So what Miyuki was asking was, she was asking basically, hey, can you be, she wants to be with a man, a godly man, a God-fearing man, a biblically learned man. And so when I saw that Seventh-day Adventism was lockstep with the Bible, there's no way that I could refute that.
So you went ahead and married this wonderful young lady, Miyuki, and you're involved in some ministry now together. What are you doing in your community there in Pennsylvania to share the love of Jesus with others?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I asked Miyuki to marry me. 2 days later, I got word from this is just the Lord. This is such a miracle. So 2 days later, after I asked her to marry me, I got word from my job that I had to leave Japan and go to America, go back to America. There's like a resetting of the clock, so to speak. And so, of course, I was distraught. And I told Miyuki, I said, look, I said, sweetheart, I'll understand if you don't want to come with me, if you don't want to marry me. So this lady said, Ray, wherever you go, I go. So I was like, wow, okay, this must be something. This must be something. So, yeah. So when we got here, I still had some funds available through my GI Bill. Mm-hmm. And so there is a local college in Harrisburg called Harrisburg Area Community College where I decided to pursue my culinary degree. So I was able to get my culinary degree, and while we were going to church, the lady that was doing the hospitality ministry, specifically the food portion, she'd been doing it for a few years, and she was looking for someone to replace her. And so Miyuki and I, we just got started at the church, but I said, you know what, look, we like cooking, no problem. And so that led to Miyuki and I doing it for, I think it's going on our third year right now. And so what we're still doing here in our neighborhood is we decided one day to start a bread ministry. And so I was just trying to reach people through Christ, to tell people about Christ through baking muffins and bread and all kinds of baguettes and stuff. So from time to time, I'll go up and down our neighborhood and to just say, hey, look, my name is Ray. I'm your neighbor. Here's some bread. We're just sharing the love of Christ. God bless you. Yeah, that's
and
it.
And how's that working? I mean, it sounds like Jesus, you know. Jesus met people where their needs were, and he made friends with them. How's it working there in your community as you're showing love through this food ministry?
Well, the most recent event that happened, so a couple of months ago, we had a yard sale in central Pennsylvania. I don't know how it is where you are right now, but folks love their yard sales here. And so one yard sale, we were out passing out blueberry muffins as an example, and they thought it was odd, but that was the only thing that we can contribute. But what really happened, maybe last year, maybe 9 months ago, we were passing out bread, and I was going to this neighbor's house to pass out. I think I made some challah bread. You know, it's kind of a twisty, really nice and sweet with some black sesame seeds on it.
You sound
really
like a talented baker, right?
Thank you. So the person wasn't home. And so I was going to go back home. I said, okay, well, you know, I have this extra loaf of bread here. And I was on my way home. And as I turned to the right, I was focused on this other neighbor's house, which is across the street. And I said, well, okay, maybe I'll go over there. So I decided, something led me over there. I knocked on the door. Miyuki and I knocked on the door. This lady opens the door, and her name is Tammy. And I told Tammy, hey, Tammy, we're your neighbor across the street. We have this kind of bread ministry. You know, we're just sharing the love of Christ. And she, something about her spirit, it was questionable. And so she said, hey, would you mind praying for me? Mm. And I said, no, not at all. And of course, you know, this is during COVID, and we just hugged it up, right? So we didn't know what was going on. And she was just kind of alluding to the things that are going on in her life, but she didn't get specific. It wasn't until a month later where she told me that she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer.
Oh.
And subsequently she has gone to sleep. But yeah, I was just so thankful that we were able to just to reach out to her and let her know that, hey, Christ is alive and well.
Ray, I understand that you had an opportunity in an assisted living facility where you were working to share the love of Jesus that you'd found in your own life. Tell us about that.
I used to work at a retirement community, assisted living community, and I was a dining assistant. I would be a service. I'm just a waiter. Miyuki started working there later on. I asked the ladies, not the ladies, but it turns out it was the ladies, because the guys are, you know, us guys, we're kind of more stubborn, if they'd like to do a Bible study. And don't you know, we started out with one. We ended up as many as 5 people doing a Bible study. And so here I am, a brand new Christian. I call myself a baby Christian, but I'm just amazed at how, from where the Lord took me from, where I used to be. I mean, I was doing everything against God, to now bringing in the retirement, the assisted living community, you know, once a week we would go there and we would have Bible study and we would have prayer, and it was really awesome. It's really, really awesome.
Ray, I know that Miyuki wanted to be with us for this interview, but she had to go back home to Japan because her father's very sick. But I understand you just got some really good news.
This is what you should take away from this.
Okay.
All of this is great. I got word 2 days ago that he gave his life to Christ.
Amen. Praise God. Well, that must bring tremendous joy to Miyuki's heart and to your heart.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This is what this is all about, right? We hear that angels are singing and rejoicing. That is wonderful.
Ray, you are an example of a transformed life. I know you're still a miracle in progress, but it's beautiful to see you sharing the love of God along with your wife, Miyuki, with those around you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We read in Jeremiah 29 and verse 11, the Lord knows the plans he has for us. And in Ephesians 3:20, God can do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine. God has thousands of ways to provide for us that we don't even know about. We just need to say yes to God. Can you imagine what Ray might have missed if he'd said no to a friend's invitation to church? His life would have been totally different. My friend, is God calling you today? The Apostle Paul reminds us not to harden our hearts, Hebrews 3:15. God has amazing plans for your life. All you have to do is say yes to Him and begin a transformation journey. Still ahead, you'll hear from Gina. She accepted an invitation to breakfast that transformed her life. Our Hope Channel team receives letters and emails from around the world from viewers like you. Each one is precious to us, and we praise God for your testimonies and notes of encouragement. I'd like to share just a few with you. Ruben writes from Brazil and says, I love watching Hope Channel because I learn English and I also learn the Word of God. Thank you so much. Machani writes and says, I love watching Hope Sabbath School. May God bless you all. And Living Free, that amazing program about freedom from addictions. Someone writes, this is an awesome, power-packed half hour of good tips and advice. Praise God. Let's pray. Anchor Program has impacted my life tremendously by listening to the revelations of Jesus and how many persons have been blessed through prayer. Many things have been manifested in my life. I will definitely continue to watch this program. And in verse, someone says, I'm elated to hear today's program. I wish they were on every day. Testimonies of transformation from viewers like you. Do you have a message you'd like to send? Write to us at hopetv.org/transform. There you'll find a link so you can share your story with us. We'd love to hear how God is using Hope Channel to bring transformation to your life. And please also find a link to donate to Hope Channel. We need your financial support to help create the programming you enjoy every day on the network. Go to hopetv.org/transformed to become a partner with us. That's hopetv.org/transformed. Now to a true story of an unneeded heartache and pain. Here's Pastor Chris Holland with a difficult life lesson.
On April the 16th, 2014, one of the greatest boating disasters of Korean history occurred. That morning, the ferry Sewol, with over 460 passengers, most of them students, began its departure for the resort island of Jeju. Passengers report that they heard a noise, and then the ship began to list. However, passengers were told, stay put. There was no need to evacuate. However, the ferry continued to tilt more and still more severely. Finally, at the last moment, a call came to evacuate. However, it was too late for many. The boat fully tilted and capsized, taking the lives of almost half of the passengers. 200 people died. Now, as investigators investigated this tragedy, more information came forth that was absolutely disturbing. An off-duty captain had warned that after the Sewol had received modifications in 2012 and 2013, that the ship was in great danger of being too top-heavy and could easily capsize. There were warnings. There were signs. And they went unheeded. The ignoring of these threats led to disaster. Now, what might this have to do with transformation? Friends, we are bombarded on a daily basis with advertisements and marketing. It has put us in a place where we have been calloused to making decisions when appeals come our way to change. And so when the transforming power of God is offered to us, we have a calloused heart. Today, my dear friends, I wonder, would you like to experience the transforming power of God to soften that calloused heart, that when the counsel of God comes, we would heed that counsel, listen to His word, and practically apply it to our lives? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we have calloused hearts, we have calloused minds, and we ask today that you would transform those calloused hearts and calloused minds to be softened. And as our mind and heart is softened, that we would be open to the counsel of your word, and we would surrender to your will in all matters. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I come from a Catholic background, but God brought me out of that at an early age. But I didn't realize that I was still thinking that they're to be afraid. God's not coercive. He's not forceful. He's actually loving. I mean, and to be with a group of people that don't just read it, but actually believe it. You know, I'm like, I don't get it. Because, you got to know, we all come from different backgrounds. Maturity isn't an intellect. It's not knowing all these wonderful, which I thank him for, all these things about the Bible. But maturity is learning who he is and his character and his love. I've continued growing maturity. I've been in Bible studies for decades. I've been grateful to God for them. I just think of Bible and breakfast that I've continued growing in a more vulnerable way. I've allowed being able to yield to it and to be with brethren at the table, brothers and sisters that are just looking for truth. Get down and you study and you give that whole day to God, it started spilling out into the whole week. Have you ever had that happen? Where your Sabbath just starts spilling out where it almost connects to the next one and you're just looking forward to it again. There's something something supernaturally beautiful that God set aside for us for Sabbath, I believe.
When we say yes to God and His plan for our lives, we will be amazed at the blessings He brings. It's true that we will have hardships in this life, but He has promised to never leave us or forsake us. Won't you accept God's invitation to your life? Won't you accept His love, His mercy, and His forgiveness? Let me pray with you right now. Our Father in heaven, thank you that the promises of your word are also for us. Thank you that the transformation is also for us. Thank you that you love us with an immeasurable and unfailing love. And I'm praying today that we would say yes to you and allow you to continue to work your beautiful miracle in our lives. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, friends, remember the beautiful promise of Scripture. It's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. Don't tell me the mistakes you've made. Don't tell me the difficulties that you've been in. In Christ, you become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. May God continue to transform your life.